Lincoln Elementary School principal Carl McCready has been in this position before. A position he is proud to be in. McCready once again left it up to students at his school to decide what he would wear when he jumped into an ice-cold pool of water Saturday morning as part of the 2025 Special Olympics Polar Plunge. Last year, McCready won first place for best costume at the Polar Plunge. This year, he looks to repeat this with a special costume created by students in Carla Siegwart's third-grade class. They named me to be a Lincoln superhero and every superhero needs a cape. I am also wearing an Avengers t-shirt. They always have to throw in a tutu. I have never seen a superhero with a tutu, but I guess it fits, McCready chuckled. McCready had a school-wide fundraiser the past few weeks for the Special Olympics that involved each class raising money. The class that averaged the most money donated by each student was the one that created the superhero outfit. Siegwart's class averaged an impressive $29.59 per student to take first place. The entire school raised just over $2,600 for the Special Olympics. When it was announced over the PA system that Siegwart's class won, the energetic students erupted in cheer. Oh, my goodness. They heard the scream at the other end of the building. We were in third place at one point and then they went out and asked all their relatives and family friends to donate money and they all came through. I am very proud of them. It wasn't just about winning, it was about the Special Olympics, Siegwart said. An assembly was held Wednesday before school was let out where all students and teachers saw superhero McCready explode into the gym and run around showing off the winning outfit. While the focus was on the most money possible, during the fundraising efforts, McCready said the students were learning about counting and math. We had a jug in each classroom where money was deposited. We had a chart on the wall showing how much each class raised. They were counting the money and adding it up. They were reading the charts and graphs on the wall. But more importantly, they were learning the importance of giving back to your community and helping others, McCready continued. McCready will be just one of dozens taking the frigid plunge. Many others will be in costume, too. Polar Plunge organizer Candy Wright is excited about all the interest in Saturday's event. Last year we raised just under $20,000 with a goal of $10,000. We ended up having 77 plungers and around a total of 150 in attendance. This year we have a goal of $15,000 with almost $11,000 being raised already. 2 weeks ago we were at 68 registered plungers. I think the reason why this event is popular is different for each person. For some, they love jumping into a lake or pool of cold water. Others it is for the cause. We are freezing for a reason and that is for our special Olympic athletes. That is my reason, Wright explained. The Polar Plunge will be held behind 313 venue at 313 Ashmun Street. In downtown Sault Ste. Marie and is free to attend.